Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again that you have blessed us on this day. You remembered us, Lord God, and we're grateful for that, that you are the faithful and true and living God. Lord God, we need you today. We need the presence of your Spirit. We need you to release into our hearts what we stand in need of this day. So, dear Father, hear our prayer, hear our cry that comes up before you. And, Lord, we ask that you will answer and move, Lord God, that the joy of your people may be full. Bless us as we take this journey once again into your word and help us to comprehend the word of the true and living God. So, Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all of you that are listening tonight. Thank the Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is God. Tonight we are on part two of the message called Having Feelings of Not Going to Heaven. And as I told you before, this was of a question, one whose name was Ernest from Ohio, who asked the question. He said that if a person is living according to the word of God, why would they ever have a feeling that they're not going to heaven? And yesterday I began to go into the word with you. And one of the things that I brought to the attention up front was that this question that was asked, and once again, I'm not saying Ernest was trying to be mischievous or low down or tricky, but one of the things that I said before that I've learned from the Lord is our terminology and sometimes the way we ask questions. Because his question was, if a person, and sometimes when we ask questions in our asking, we're not specific. And many times that can cause a missing on things. As I talked to you yesterday, I went in the book of Peter with you to show you that when I believe, and like I said, I don't know Ernest, but I'm just going to assume that when he said if a person is living according to God's word, I can only assume that he's talking about a believer. Because sinners cannot live according to the word of God, and they are not going to heaven. This is why you have to be born again. So, as I said before, I have to assume that Ernest, in asking this question, was talking about someone who's supposed to be a believer. And in that, one of the things I talked to you about and went into the Word of God with you about of reasons I see why those who are supposed to be believers will have feelings that they're not going to heaven. And number one, I dealt with you on what is called the soul. And what had happened is that they are leaning more towards it. Now, remember, his question was, if a person is living according to the Word of God, how can they have feelings? And so feelings, as we saw in 1 Thessalonians 5, that the fullness of man is spirit, soul, and body. He is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in the body. And when you're dealing with emotions or feelings, they will go in the category of the soul realm. Okay? And so we look from the Word of God to see that when one became born again, the Word of God tells us that the Holy Ghost changed man's spirit. Okay? The Spirit of God did not change man's soul. So man's soul is still like in a type of unregenerated state right now, which means if it was left unchecked, it will rise up against God or against the Word of God. And so once again, as humans, we all have feelings, okay, because we were created by God. But God never told us to let those feelings rule. Because when man failed, he became, quote, totally ruined, okay, including his emotions. And this is why I told you that I've heard some people say, I'm a very emotional person. And when I hear them say that, I go, uh-oh. Because when you refer to yourself as a very emotional person, what that shows me is that you let your emotions lead. See, the Holy Spirit within our spirit is supposed to lead us, not our emotions or our feelings. So when you come across someone who's supposed to be believers, who's, quote, have feelings that they're not going to heaven, what has happened is they're letting their feelings lead. They're letting their emotions lead. Okay, they're giving in into that, despite of even what the Word of God says. Okay, now I share with you in Romans 12, where as believers we were told to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Okay. Now, that's a renewing that the Holy Ghost do, and that's a renewing we have to do. And on our part of the renewing, that's where we put the Word in there. That's where in your study, it involves also your meditating on the Word. We were not told to let our, quote, minds just go free. Because, see, the mind is also in the soulish realm. And we were never told it by God to let it go free. We were never told, you know, you hear some people say, oh, he say the first thing that come to mind. And people think that is something pretty. And it's not. Because more times you find people that's like that, that say the first thing come to mind, watch out. Because that means they would say anything. And I have been around some people in my life who were like that. And you talking about saying anything, especially getting downright disrespectful. And see, some people think that's cute until that same person say the first thing that comes to mind about them. But other than that, they think it's cute. I beg to differ. So when you find some who's supposed to be believers who you come across that says they feel like they're not going to heaven, once again, one of the things that's happening is they're going on their emotions through some things that are happening or either going on in their lives. So this is why they feel like they're not going to heaven. Some of them feel like they're not going because maybe they saw themselves at times messing up at times. But see, in this question here from Ernest, he said, if a person is living according to the word of God. Now, if you're living according to the word of God, okay, there should be no reason you should have feelings of not going to heaven unless, once again, you're being led by your emotions. Amen. Now, the last thing I talked to you about, I read from you from the word of the Lord, which was one of the messages that the Lord sent through his angelic messenger, who brings the extra oil from the Lord Jesus. And in one of the messages, in one of the verses, he said that there are those who have read the words of the Lord and they doubt. That when Satan comes to them as an angel of light. See, when you're reading the word of God, when you're, let's go more deeper and more sum up. When you're studying the word of God, now remember, study involves reading with the intention of learning. It involves searching, and it involves meditating on the word. So when you're studying the word of God, guess what? You need to have faith in that which you're studying. See, some people, let me say this to you. Some people just read. And even when they read, they don't really believe in what they're reading. Okay? Give you an example. There are some people who have read in the Bible concerning healing. But then when it actually comes to you talking to them about healing, they let you know, I don't know if I'm, because if the doctor tell them, say, hey, well, you got this sickness, ain't nothing that can be done. And so if you talk to them about healing from the word of God, you can see how they act. So when you got some people, for example, amen, that was supposed to be believers, but having feelings of not going to heaven, they're not in the faith. Amen. They're not in the faith. Glory to God. Like I said, even though you may say, well, I read the word of God. Because sometimes when people like that, you say, well, listen, just study your word. Well, I study the word. You know, some people get very offended when you tell them about, okay, just study. So they are what I call quick snappy. They quick snappy. I study the word of God, you know. Well, and really, they don't even use the word study. I see many of them when they're quick snappy, they use the word read. When you tell them, say, listen, you need to study the word. Well, I read the word. Well, they might be telling the truth. In a sense, they might do read it. But reading alone doesn't mean that you're studying. Anybody can read the scriptures in the Bible. But when you're reading with the intention of learning, that's different. Some people read just out of curiosity. Some people read because it may be exciting to them to read. But as far as reading with the intention of learning, that's different. That's different. Because when you're reading with the intention of learning, you're not worried about rushing through things. And see, this is where your searching come in at. Because when you're reading with the intention of learning, and you come across some stuff that you're reading that you either don't know what it means, don't understand, something like that, now you're going to start searching it, whether you're going to open up a dictionary or a concordance or something. You're going to start searching it. Amen. And so there are some who have feelings that they're not going to heaven, even though they have read somewhere in the Word that let us know that that's where believers go. But even though they read it, doesn't mean that they believe what they read. Amen. Just like I shared with you before, that there are some people, and I've heard this from people that say around my age and stuff, one of the things they talk about, they say, yeah, when I was a teenager, I read the Bible. Now, we might think with many times where they talk about their lying, but I come to understand that all of them is not lying. Some of them did read the Bible. In fact, read the whole Bible. But then I would ask them this question. I said, did you really understand fully what you was reading? Now, if they being honest, which I've heard someone said before, they go, well, no, I didn't really understand what I was reading. You know, some of them did show a genuine like for reading the Bible, but they didn't understand, okay? So when you're reading, I don't want to just use the word reading. When you're studying the Word of God, you have to have faith. I mentioned this before a few broadcasts ago. I think the first time I mentioned this was probably a year ago, because this is something that the Lord showed me, that we have talked about faith for healing. We have talked about faith to get what you need naturally, all of that. But all my years being as a Christian, I can't remember one person, whether they were well known or not, just really gave a sermon on having faith to study. And all the years I've been a Christian, and you know, the Lord dealt with me about, like I said, about a year ago, that how you also need faith to study. And I guess many of us don't think of that. You know, like I said, we're so busy thinking of faith for other things, you'll find out that some things you don't think to have faith concerning, okay? Once again, it hadn't been talked about having faith to study. It runs to me neck and neck with patience, because one thing about it, how many of you have heard sermons on patience? I'm talking about the whole sermon just on patience. Now, we're going to be honest, you know, you will probably have to look and say, you know, I tell you the truth, I just don't hear. You know, every now and then you hear a minister say something about patience, but how many sermons have you heard on patience? I know I haven't heard too many, if any. Wow, I mean, I don't know, maybe one, I don't know. But that's another rarity that is being not preached or taught. So this, like I said, this other reason I can see that some believers will have feelings of them not going to heaven because they're not in the faith. The Bible tells us, if you look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible said, now faith is, okay? That's the one place in the Bible where God had his child define what faith is. You know, just come straight out and tell us what faith is. And he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now notice in that verse in Hebrews 11 and 1, you see nothing about feelings. Now, one word you do see that's related to your senses is seen. But notice that he said it's the evidence of things not seen. So that means that faith does not appeal to our senses. It doesn't need our senses in order to operate. So when we're in our senses per se, even concerning the things of God, trying to just understand under our senses, we're not in the faith. You understand what I'm saying? So you got some supposed to be believers who not in the faith. And by them not being in the faith, they're in their feelings. And then on top of that, it may be some things that, and I find it sometimes with some supposed to be believers that may feel this way. They feel this way also in a sense of connection with, they know they're doing some things that are not right. They either they're not being faithful in their walk with God, and they know this. So therefore, they feel like, I mean, I'm not going to heaven, okay? Because they haven't been faithful in their walk. You know, I pray that this Ernest who asked this question is listening or listening to this broadcast because, you know, looking at the way Ernest asked this question, I have to think that he was kind of surprised. More or less, he may have talked to someone who's supposed to be a believer or more than one, and he is surprised about them, you know, more or less probably saying, hey, I don't feel I'm going to heaven. And he may have been shocked about it. And that's why he asked the question, well, if they live according to the word of God, how can they have feelings that they're not going to heaven? Well, the other thing I want to say to that is how do we know they're living according to the word of God? Amen. Because if you know they're living according to the word of God, and if they know they're living according to the word of God, and in looking at the word, then it shouldn't be no feelings of not going to heaven if you believe in what the word says. Now, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 4, verse 3 and 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. The word says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Amen. Now, from reading this verse, since Satan has access to man's soulish realm and can blind them, because remember I shared with you, see, in this verse 4 it said, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them. Mind is in the soulish realm, okay? And since Satan has access to man's soulish realm and can blind them, especially those who are not saved, through unbelief, okay? That means that through unbelief and doubt, the light, which can also represent the revelation of Jesus Christ, cannot shine unto them. Do you hear that? Okay. So there are those that, even though they have read the word of the Lord about the believers going to be with the Lord, still don't believe even what they have read. Okay. Why? Because of unbelief. And see, when we're in unbelief, especially when we are wrapped up in our feelings, because once again, if you just go by your soulless realm, it's not by faith. Okay? So some believers, once again, who have these feelings of not going to heaven, they're not in the faith concerning the word of God. Okay? And see, through unbelief, Satan has blinded their mind, just like he blinds those that are not saved from the gospel. Okay? Thank you, Lord. So I can see where they would have feelings of not going to heaven because they're not in the faith. You get what I'm saying? You know, and like I said, you know, I believe that this one that asked this question, I do believe that he had asked some people, well, he had talked to some people, rather, who's supposed to be believers. And I think that when they said this to him, he was just surprised. Which we all at some point get surprised on something where we would hear people say. You know, especially if someone you know have been in the Lord quite a few years. And, you know, it would be a shock to you for them to come around and tell you, say, hey, I just don't believe no more. Well, I can understand that being a shock, okay? So I'm gathering that this Ernest either talks to some people or he heard some people spoken say who had been saying that I don't feel like I'm going to heaven. And see, what many times we don't understand is faith is not feelings. Faith is not feelings. And as I shared with y'all on another broadcast, and I think that was maybe the Monday broadcast, and Brother Eddie Lee came on with me. You know, I shared with you how God told me, said, we got to fight the good fight of faith. We're in the faith fight, okay? Your whole Christian walk is motivated by faith. From what you do to what you read, you name it. It's motivated by faith, okay? Now, with some believers who feel like they're not going to heaven, if I was talking to them, I would ask them, then where are you going? Where do you think you're going to go? Because you can't live here on this earth forever. No man has done that per se, in his flesh per se, because the flesh, it runs out. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, though our inward man is renewed day by day, our outward man, you know, it perish. Okay? So that means that the flesh, you know, each year we're getting older, it's getting to a point of breaking down. The flesh cannot live forever in this state. Amen. It wouldn't hold up. You know, because if you look at it, now, the oldest one, if I'm not mistaken, the longest man to live, I think that was Adam. Adam would live, what was it, 800-900 years? I think Adam was the oldest man. But you notice that all through the time, because you were reading about people getting 140, 150, 60, but through the years, because sin became more and more on this face of the earth, you notice that the age started dropping. So you weren't having as many people living 100 some years old and all like that. You know, today, if you look on the news, when they celebrate somebody made 100, that's big news, okay? If they're 100 years old, that's big news, okay? Amen. Well, if you would think back then with your, who that, Moses and all that stuff, it may not have been as big news with them because they like living more used to it. But this generation, this time we in right now, no, we're not used to many people getting to 100 years old. Glory to God. Now, I want to look at possibly a couple more scriptures here. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Timothy chapter 1. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. First Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 13. And look what Apostle Paul had to say. He said, "And I thank God, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, okay? But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief," okay? And keep that in mind. And let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 4 and 5. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. And look what the word of God said. I'm going to start at verse 3 to 5, okay? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. The word of God said, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? But since the fathers fell asleep, things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water." Now, you said, why did I went to those two verses? Because the last thing I want to mention, when Ernest asked this question, well, how can they have feelings of them not going to heaven? Ignorance. Ignorance of the word. Some people can say certain things or maybe feel a certain way and not know what the word has to say on it. But then there are others who are what you would call willingly ignorant, which they're ignorant on purpose. They don't want to know anything, okay? And, you know, they're just like, there are some people who, for example, did like the Corinthians. They, at that moment, had an honest heart to receive the Lord and got saved. But it's like when they got saved, they got to a point where they didn't want to learn anything, even when they had opportunity, okay? Amen. Well, some of you may say, well, wait a minute. Weren't they babes? Yeah, they were babes. But even if people are babes, we're never told in the word to force them to learn the word of God. Get that. There's some things they got to do. Like, for example, if you were going to teach them Bible study on Wednesdays, then you're not told to go to their house and make them come. Now, you'll talk to them about the importance of learning, but God is not sending you to their house and dragging them out the house to the studies. You know, he's not going to have you to take them against their will. And see, some people, like I said, are willingly ignorant. They don't want to know nothing else. Okay? They satisfy with what, quote, they say, they got their foot in the front door. Okay? So when it comes to learning God's word, they don't have the desire, okay? Now, I've seen this with people who are supposed to be believers, okay? Amen. And like I said, there's others who just, you know, are ignorant about the word of God. So, you know, to Ernest's question, he said, well, how can people have, How can they have feelings of not going to heaven? Well, one other reason, like I said, is ignorance. Now, Ernest said if they're living according to the word of God, now, like I said, on that thing too, you got to make sure that, hey, they are living according to the word of God. You would need to read and study or know the word to, you know, completely live according to it, you know, along with the help of the Holy Ghost. So I'm imagining there they saw about, hey, that believers go to the Lord, okay? Amen. So ignorance, okay? And see, this is why the Word of God shows you, you know, what you inherit in Christ, what you got. And the Word of God shows all that. And like I said, people, they don't take the time to try to learn the Word. They don't take the time to do that. And some of them doesn't want to take the time. Like I said, I've seen it with people, you know. I've seen people that have had an interest in the Word. I've seen people that don't have an interest in the Word. I'm talking about in quote, the believer circle, okay? I can see where some, you know, is not interested. And I can see where some are interested, okay? I've seen both of them. And I've seen the lack of interest. Now, do it grieve the heart? Of course it does. Any minister with the love of God, it will grieve your heart to see that. But only thing you can do is pray. There's nothing else you can do. Now, some have gone to the extreme of trying to force people to learn, but that's not going to work, because you were never given a charge by God to force people to learn the Word of God. You was never given that charge, okay, to force people to learn the Word. To any of you out there who, you know, you have, quote, accepted Christ as Lord, but you're feeling that, I don't know if I'm going to heaven. My advice to you through the Word is that to renew your mind, to get a hold of your emotions and confess the Word of the Lord. Yes, I'm going to heaven. If I die now, I am going to heaven. Get into the Word. Now, I guarantee you that some of you that believe that, hey, you have feeling that you're not going to heaven, you haven't been getting in the Word. I mean some hard-down studying, people. I ain't talking about that just reading and going on your merry way. We ain't talking about that, because, you know, you got a lot of people use that as a scapegoat. Talk to them about studying. They say, well, you know, I read last night. I read 3 chapters. Well, that's good, real good. You read 3 chapters. Okay, but what did you really study? Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful to the Lord for what he has been doing. Amen. And listen, if you are a saint of the Most High God, then guess what? If you die, heaven awaits you. Jesus said in John 14, I go that I may prepare. He said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. I go that I may prepare a place for you. Do you hear that? And he's talking to his people, to the believers, okay? To the disciples, to the followers. So Jesus said he went to prepare a place for you. Okay? In what? In heaven. See, that's the key thing. And if you got saved and born again, you die right now, you go to heaven. Glory to the living God. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to stress and reiterate to you from what I brought, I think that was Monday on the broadcast. You are in a faith fight. We all are in a faith fight. And it is a fight to keep our faith. It's a daily fight to keep our faith. Amen. And like I said, that's something that the Lord had really passed 2 to 3 weeks. He really had been dealing with me on about our faith fight. And just some of the things that I have encountered requires a fight of faith. See, people, you know, we are to step forward in our faith. But as I said before, there are going to be some things that you're not going to be able to do anything but believe. You understand what I'm saying? Because some things you're not going to be able to put too much action in it to, quote, be involved, okay? The only thing you're going to be able to do is believe. That's it. Believe and wait for the manifestation of God, the miracle. You're in a faith fight because our arch enemy, which is Satan, is out there, you know, with his little toys and stuff, trying to keep us in unbelief and doubt so we won't get what God has promised us. That's, he's on his job. That's what he's been doing, okay? He's on his job. Amen. And we got to get on our job. That's what we got to do. Amen. The Lord said in one of his messages that he sent by the Elijah, the Lord said, let nothing destroy your faith. And people, I got to be honest, ever since, you know, I really, really read that. I read it many times before, but really, really read that. You know, my eyes have been open to some things that have the potential of destroying my faith. And it has been teaching me to be more watchful. Because I shared once before in 2008, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me in my spirit and said, now you're finna learn what faith really is. And I was just so surprised because I thought I knew. After what, at that time, 13 years in Christ, I thought I knew. But see, Christ, now you're finna learn what faith really is. Amen. And ever since then, I got to admit, stuff has been coming up to show me. And, you know, people think that they're going to be able to do stuff, you know, but not all the time. You're not going to be able to all the time do. You ain't going to have it. Some things, it ain't going to be nothing else you can do but believe God. You know, there are some people, some believers, and I would say this to you, believe in God for a new house, and you may have went to most banks that you know. And they may all have turned you down, saying this, that, this, that, this, and that. And, you know, you done went to this place. You done went to that place. And it's like nowhere. Well, see, that's when God is going to work this miracle. I want to say that to share this. Once again, I don't share a lot of personal business, but it's like me and my wife believing for a new house. And here in Durant. Well, right now, it ain't been, you know, it's been a couple of openings, but, well, one in particular, but they're real high in the price. And it hadn't been no other openings. So that tells me that God is setting us up for a miracle. Amen. So take control of those feelings. When those feelings don't line up with the word of God, then you got to go to work on it. Okay? Because remember, faith is not feelings. Faith is what we believe. That's what it is. Amen? Glory be to God. Thank the Lord for his precious word. Thank the Lord for his spirit. Thank the Lord for all you that have been listening. Don't forget, tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.